Okay. Zeh Nishmas Avi Murray, Yechem Yisrael Pinchas, Zeh Nishmas Daniela Shane of Yeshua Falak. Okay, so we've been dealing with the Indian of a lack of Shechianu when it comes to Sfiras Omer. And we started, we did the Shir, we went through the Balamor. And the Balamor says, because it's only Zeh for a Mikdash, well, because there's no simcha involved, like other mitzvahs. And then yesterday we worked on the Ran. And the Ran says the reason why you don't make a Shechianu is because Sfira is only at night and not in the daytime. So Mamela, so when you're doing the Sfira on the first day, you didn't get to the Zman of the full mitzvah. Because the if sphere would be even in the daytime, so then once you got to the first day, it's already one unit. And then you could say Shechianu. But since it works night and then day is not, and night is, so each of the 49 parts is a separate part, and therefore, so you didn't get to the whole Zman HaMitzvah, so Mamela, you can't make a Shechianu. That's the Ran with the explanation of the Maharal Bach, the Rav of Yerushalayim. But now I'd like to take us, and then we did a custom conference, but let's go now to the Shoal Meshiv. Shoal Meshiv is one of the most Hashemic Svarim. Now they're reprinting the whole Shoal Meshiv in nice print. But this volume of Madura, page 15, Madura Rabbi Ya'a, Elik Shlishi, we don't have yet. I don't know if it was even done yet. And we have Madura Rabbi Ya'a, Elik Aleph in the library with the new print. But Elik Shlishi, I don't know if it was done yet, or we don't have it in the library. I don't know if it even got up to it yet. But the Shoal Meshiv is Rav Yosef Shoal Halevi Natanzin, the Rav of Lvov. It's from Galicia. And remember one year, there was a Reitz dinner, and Dr. Lamb couldn't attend because his grandson's bar mitzvah. And they decided for his grandson's bar mitzvah, they were going to go to his roots in Galicia and Lvov. So they made us... a video. So Dr. Lamb welcoming everyone from Lvov. I'm here with my grandson for his bar mitzvah in Lvov. And that was the story. When? Yeah, what was the year? No, if you look up, no? Look in your. Where should I even look up? Your Yosef Shaul Natanzin, the Shoal Meshiv. He was the one of the Poskei Hador, Shoal Meshiv.
Born 1808, died 1807.
Okay. Now, he was like before the Marshan. There was a man who, his name was Moshe Teichner. I was close with him because he was in the nursing home here in Washington Heights. I used to go visit him. He said his father was a Talmud at the Marshan. He told me a couple of things from the Marshan. One of the things he said, Marshan was the Rav of Berjan. His name was Sholem Shadron. The Maggid, Sholem Shadron, was his grandson. He had his name and namesake. So he said, you know, people say about me, I'm the Rabban Shal Kol B'nei HaGoyla. You know, the Marsham, Poisek Hador. They said, you know, I'm the Rabban Shal Kol B'nei HaGoyla, Chutz MiBizhan. Because in my own community, you know, they didn't, you know, have that reverence the way the rest of the world did. His own people in the community gave him a hard time. They weren't appreciative. But he was known as the Rabban Shal Kol B'nei HaGoyla, Chutz MiBizhan. That's what he would say. This I heard from Ramosha Packer. So I'd like to. So he discusses this Ran, Again, the rants that we did yesterday saying that the reason why we don't make a Shachianu is because Sphere is only Belaila, not Bayom. So, and the Shol mentioned has a lot of Kiddushim, Meridik. Meridik is safer. So what should we look at right now? We should look on page 17. First, you should look at the bottom of page 16. He says over the run that the reason why we don't make a Shachianu is because we don't count Bayom, we only count Balayla. So in Mela, we never get to the mitzvah till the end. And in the end, like Rabbi Hart said, and the end is also just one chelak of the mitzvah. So it's not one. So we never get to the zman, and we don't make a shachianu. So he's going to say here, Holzman, yeah, page 17, top right. Holzman lo noda shorish the score alaz yozrael alama came into beemis mitzvah mimnish yomi shavui and came belayla vishon no odlo tagiyah mitzvah the shavua. So he's saying one another words. He's saying that there's two mitzvahs here. There's the mitzvah of Yomi and there's the mitzvah of Shavui. So the first night, so when are you going to make a Shachianu? By the first sphere. But the first sphere is only Yomi, not Shavui.
Is that a sheet of the Rishon, one of the sheets of the Rishon, that the weeks are Daraisa, the days are the Ravana, something like that?
There is a discussion about whether two separate mitzvahs, but that's so. That's the first thing he says. The first thing he says is, came the members mitzvah min the yomi mitzvah of shvui. Came the laila hishol na odlo higia ha mitzvah the shavua. Page 17, second line on the right. Came the mifshiki leilus miyomim the biyomim ha mitzvah. And came the shach lomel the vav shachiyano haschalas hazman al hashvi lo hischil adai. The mishmam lo mifshiki leilus miyomim shach lomel deze haschalas. As man, the hamitzvah, mela, regia shavua, mashainkin, nifsak achiv, bayom, imkain, enum vrakalas, alaylas, bukhud, loa shavua. See, if it would be that we could count on the day two, so once you got to the first night, it's one chativa in the shavuos also, because there's no, Hefsik between the first night and the seventh.
Oh.
And the Bishop of the Mobifsikila is beyond the Shaykh Loma, the Zahaskolas as man, the Hamitzvah, Mela Magia Hashavua. The Shanki and Nifsa Kachi, Beyom, Kane Inu Mubarak Rachel Halevos, the Chud, the Lola Shavua. So when you're going to make the Racha the first night, Al Sphere Sa'omer, it's only going on the Yavim. It's not going on the Shavuas. Because the Shavu we didn't get to yet. But then the Shachianu is not going to be on the Shavuos. And he's assuming, not like the Rabbeinu Rucham, that they're two separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah, the Rabbeinu Rucham, not Rabbi Yonis Satzman's game, all she owns, says it's like Tfilin Shayat, Tfilin Shavu Rosh, two separate things. So you could say, well, let's make a Shechianu on the Yamin. But he's assuming, no, it's one mitzvah, the Yamin and the Shavuos. So if you're not doing it, so on the first night, you're not doing Shavuos yet. But if it would be that you could count Sfira even in the daytime, then once you get to the first night, then it's one unit, which will include the Shavuos also. Because
I don't see it.
That's what
if it's... It's one unit, but there is a maybe the Shavuos is not.
Right. So in other words, if the mitzvah is the yomim and the shavuos, so that if you didn't get to the shavuos, in other words, he's saying the reason why you can't make a shachianu is because you will not have the shachianu kal on the entirety of the mitzvah, which is yomim and shavuos. So what's that? So you didn't even start the shavuos. But if you will be able to do sfira in the daytime. So then once you get the first night, then it's one chativa with all the future yomim and shavuos and everything.
So why not on the first night that we count also the shavuos as well?
But we don't.
You don't count. No, I'm sorry.
The first night. Night
seven, I'm talking about night seven.
Well, the night seven is already in the middle of the mitzvah. So that's what he's going to say. It came, yeah. The visual number simply yomim and shayach lomer the zehas cholos hazman me'a mitzvah. Why don't we just make the shechianu when we get to the first shavua? So they know that's kfar who beemtzas man halelus. The shechianu lo's kol rach mascholas as man. Amen. Yes, Steve, of Libra.
This would be out there of taking the 4 minute, taking 3 minute for a week, and then the other day, you take the fourth minute as well as the other three other minutes, and saying, oh, the first 6 days you were.
No, but over there. In other words, you took the first min, then later in the day, you're going to take the next min. But it's already the month.
Let's say that Hashem said to us, I want you to take a little bit of Sukkot. Let's say he's, whatever, the rabbis say, to prepare you for Sukkot, I want you to take the 3 min for 6 days. And on the seventh day, I want you to take all 4 min.
But that's not the mitzvah.
That's sort of what he's saying here. There's no mitzvah here. There's no mitzvah like shlimusa
until
we get to night seven.
Right.
You gotta count days 1 to 6.
Obviously, but I'm saying.
Right. So, if you'll say that the shavuos is a separate mitzvah, so then okay. So then you're making a shachianu and the mitzvah of hayyamim. Then maybe, but the ma'isa, he's assuming it's one mitzvah, the yomim and the shavuos. And again, if you could count in the daytime also, then once you get to the first night, you got to the whole, then you approach, you got to the whole mitzvah, even though you can't do it right now, because it's going to take 49 days to do it. But since it's one chativa, because there's never a time that you're obsolete from the mitzvah, because you can count in the day, then it would be, then we would have to make a shachrion, as the Ron say.
Well, she's different than what we said yesterday. The past couple of days, which is, might not be made up between day one and day two, for example, in Shalom, according to our Aruch and there. No, there's no fundamental difference in the mitzvah there.
Yeah.
Here, there's a fundamental difference in the mitzvah. First 6 days, you weren't really doing Kishle Musa. This day seven, you're doing Kishle Musa. We're still not going to say Chachyam because the first 6 days were what? You still were doing the mitzvah in somehow, some way, some part.
What?
You were doing, for the first 6 days, you were doing it in some aspect.
Right.
So therefore, it hostles you from saying Shechianu on day seven. But it's not really Musa. That's, I mean, what if he was, I just want to read his first video.
We count weeks differently from when we count days. We count days at the beginning of the day. When we count the first week, not at the beginning of the week, the end of the week. It's two different kinds of counting.
Right. But if you're assuming that it's one part of the same mitzvah.
Yeah.
So you could have asked me the following question. Maybe you could ask, that how can you make a bracha shekel shalmus and self tzivan al sfiras haomer? Yeah. So then I guess you have to say that since you can't do sfiras haomer means, you know, wherever we're holding now.
Well, you have to say,
you can
tell you about the risk of rav since that it's
a decanonet. Yeah. Okay. So that's the first. Okay, so now, but that's not even, that's the first part. He says a lot of svaras. It's good. It gets you to think. The Shalom Aishu gets you to think. Rav Berish Mandelbaum, was the librarian here in YU from 1948 to 1998. I was very close with him. And he says one of the things he was thinking of doing in life was making a parish on the Rambam just based on the chidushim of the Sholem Meshiv on the Rambam alone, and writing a whole paper which never came to fruition. But that was like a dream that he was telling me about. He was a Yid from Varsha. All these people you hear about, he actually saw, like the Piasesna. He says he was once in Ishkaidish, Piasesna. He remembers he was in the mikvah with the Piasesna. The Piasesna was alone in the mikvah, so he didn't want to leave the mikvah and shouldn't be alone. And he was telling about Rav Menachem Zemba's Medrash Rabbah Shir on Friday nights. And, it was from a different world. He has a nephew who's a very prolific author, David Avraham Mandelbaum, who writes a lot about Polish Jewry, the Chalkas Yayav and others. It's a different world. Okay, so let's see what else he says. But it's good to be from. You see, in the literature world, they don't learn Sholem Meshiv because it's a different style, different thing. It's from the Polish Galiciana world. It's a different. But it's good that you should be exposed to the full corpus of Torah, and not just the literature Torah and the Pesach Torah, but the whole thing. That's why you have to learn Sholem Meshiv also. Okay. But this, you see, the first thing he says, he wants to explain the Ran based on that. But now he's gonna give a different shot. Go, I'll stall until you come back. He's going to give a different shot in the Ran. The first shot was in the Ran, now a different shot. Again, the Ran is the one who says that since we don't count in the daytime, it's split up. And we saw the Marl Bach yesterday that says that means, therefore, that when you hit the first day, you didn't hit this Mana Mitzvah yet. Because this Mana Mitzvah is now disjoint in 49 different parts, which you didn't get to. But if you can count in the daytime, even though you also didn't get to the 20th day, 21st day, but since it's now one unit of time that is not broken up, and you got to the first unit, so you got it, you're there. Even though you're not going to get to the 20th unit till the 20th day, but the first unit is connected to the second, the third, etc. But if it's separate days, then not. It's a very interesting story. Okay.
The sense is analogous to the book, where you don't have to have it together. We say, ego is not.
It's not here.
You have to have them all in front of you.
Right.
You have them, so it's like you have them there.
There has to be a connection from the beginning.
Yeah. And you do what you make the bracha before the first.
So let's see what he says now. Achanir Lafia near 19 Kavanas Haran, he named Bishabis Matsinu Kovah Yom Adif Mihalaya, the Kamid Varas. Right, Kovah Yom is Adif Mikovah Laila. Even though the way people have meals today, usually the Friday night meal is usually more lavish than the Shabbos. But it really should. Right. But really, you have a certain machal, and you have a question, should I serve it Friday night or should I serve it Shabbos lunch? It should be Shabbos lunch. Because Kavod Yom is Adif Mikavod Laila.
Why?
So you have to look. The Chasam Sofer says maybe the Kedusha, even though you have Skila right away, if you Bachal, but it could be that I think the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that the Kedusha Shabbos, the Chashivas or Kedusha Shabbos expands as the day progresses.
That's the whole concept of Bob.
Yeah. You don't have to say it like that, but the Kavod Yom is other than the Kavod Laila.
You should say
the Kedusha Shabbos at the very end. Oh, wow. Yeah, but I don't know. Halachically, there's a difference between Laila and Yom. There's not necessarily a difference halachically between Yom and later the Yom. It could be that these are the two categories, Laila and Yom. These are the two. But Kavod Yom is Adif Mehalaila. The Kavod Varm. Fiz Abishnu of the Kedusha. So we make Kish, the Hubi Yom of Laila. Shaykh Mavarech. Shechiyana Bitchilas HaKedusha B'Layla. Ve'enu B'Zalva B'Kedusha Sayyam. Now, what is he talking about? We don't make Shechiyana on Shabbos. So he must be talking about Yontif. Right. And then he's saying that the concept that the Gemara says that Kavod Yom Zadid the Kavod Laila applies to Yontif also. That we don't find in the Gemara necessarily. It's only says about Shabbos. Maybe that's what he's saying. So you make a Shechiyanu at night. That's when we make Shechiyanu, right? On the Yontif, make it at night, beginning of the Yontif. So, and we say Shechiyanu again on Zmanazah. Now, you're making it on the night. But the Iker is the day. But since the night begins, then it continues right into the day without any hefsek, so that it's not a bizoyon to the day that you made the Shechiyanu at night, because Lamaisa, you made the Shechiyanu on the night, and the night, you see, if the night would be, it would be a break between the night and the day, but you only made it on the night, so it's a zilzul to the day that you made. But since it's one continuum from the night to the day, so you can make Shechiyanu on the night, and that would cover the whole period of time. Okay? So that's what feeds a bishul of kedusha the huyom biyom ulayla shayech levar shachiyar ubitchilas a kedusha ulayla ainu mizalzel kedusha hayom. Avol hamitzvah irach balayla, but if the mitzvah is only at night, in kink shemvar shachiyanu adif tover halayla mehayom yezilzel kedusha hayom hayotif. Hasheni the Rabban, meaning, in other words, the sphere. In other words, so what are we doing? We're making a Shechiyanu. If we would have made a Shechiyanu with sphere, and even by Yom Tov Sheni, we'd make it on the first night. That's the beginning of Yom Tov Sheni Balayla. And then we're making it on this day, like it has manazeh, even though it's the mitzvah of the day, but it's on the day which brings about the mitzvah. But we're making it on the less chashuva part of the day. And it's not going to go on the day because the mitzvah then expires. There's no mitzvah anymore in the day. So then this Shechiyanu, if we make Shechiyanu Sfiras Omer, it will only be on the night of the segment. Now that would be a zilzal to the day of the second day of Yom Tov.
Because the night differentiate between the two. The first day, Shechiyanu falls at both night and day. Here you're taking Shechiyanu.
Well, we're going to make another Shechiyanu anyway on Kiddush on the second night also. But now we're doing it on the mitzvah. But since it's the mitzvah, whenever you make it on the mitzvah, it's also on the day of the mitzvah.
Right.
It's only on the zman of the mitzvah. But since the zman ha-mitzvah is only balayla, and then you can't do the mitzvah by yom, so memela, the shechiyanu is only on the night, and that would be a zilzul to the day. The day of Yom Tov.
It looks very well with the argument.
Think about that.
What did you see yesterday? That the Re in Tosfos, he doesn't hold a Tamimus. It's not a Tamimus like a problem.
Yeah.
This is not
Andrew. But that's what he says. That's what he says. For a mitzvah, he wrapped a layla. In King Shemavashach Yenu Adif covered halayla mehayom. Yezilzul the kedushas hayotam hashemi drabam. Also, in mivarch behaschola, in mivarch shachyan, and you can't.
He's not an old one.
Yeah.
So, but so that's a fascinating thing. So
those last 5 words are for 6 words or 7 words. Also, in mivarch behaschola, in mivarch shachyanu.
Well, you can't do it on at night, and the day you can't do it.
What about
because you could say, let me do it. In other words, it's still a shachyanu in the daytime for sphira. But you can't because it's not the haschol anymore. Okay. Do you have a phone? Yeah.
No, it's not.
Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Oh, let's have it. Yeah, Ginsburg, what do you say?
You make sure I found a kiddushin.
So for kiddush is okay, because kiddush we make it at night, and then the kedushas hayom continues into the day. So when we're making it at night, we're also making it on the day also, even though we're going to make a separate thing on the day also. But that's like a pseudo kiddush because it's just the barkei gofen. So you can make a shechmionu at night, and it'll count to the day if the day will be a continuum of the night. But since there's the mitzvah of sphira, you don't have it a day, so then the shechianu at night can only be on the night, and that would be a zilzul to the day. And there's more chashivas in the day, there's a night, so you're giving chashivas to the night over the day. That's a lack of covered yom. I didn't talk about.
We can't count it.
Right.
So that makes
sense. So you're right. So therefore, you're going to make the shachianu at night, if you would make shachianu, and it would only go on the night, and it won't go on the day. But shachianu is about the day of the mitzvah, and therefore the day is the night and the day, but it's only going to be chal on the night, and therefore that's it's a zilzol to the second day of Yom Tov, that you didn't you did something to be makir the chashivus of the night, which not is incorporating the day, is not incorporating the day, and that's a zilzol to the day.
This is a night mitzvah. Why can't you give chashivus to the night for a night mitzvah?
Because you're giving chashivus to the zman. And you shouldn't give chashivas to the zman of the night. It gets you to think. It took me time to. I had to read it 10 times till I. You know, last night I was exhausted, but I said, you know what? Maybe I should say over the shalom meishiv. So I read over the shalom meishiv again to try to make sure I understood what he was saying, and I read it several times. You got to read it. Shalom Meshav, you have to read many times till you have what he's saying. What are we saying, Harav Ginsburg?
It's like we still can't expect out of bracha during the day.
But he's saying this is the Ran sheet, is the not. This whole thing is the Ran talking. So we're explaining the Ran that there is no counting.
Can you just count right after Kiddush, after Kiddush, after Kiddush, anyway, for the seer? And like, stick it in there? And just like piggyback off the
shot, they don't have to finish. Yeah. I don't know if Shulti might call it like that. But it's interesting because even those that count after the Seder do it after the Seder, don't do it
right.
By the. Yeah.
Don't do that. Like, usually saying you should try to count as early as possible. So, otherwise, you can't have the
shul.
Right. Right. But the minute I Hasidim. The minute I Hasidim. Is to count after the Seder. Not only that, of Tuvia, but like in Barapak, I was told, they go back to shul, and they count in shul.
I believe in most Haggadahs that I have seen put seriously on the benching. Either before benching or
it would be true.
The Litz for sure world, we just do in a shul.
I think it could be because the Friday night, most people, when they do Kriya Shema, and they do Kriya Shema right with benching after the meal, so they don't forget it. It could be that because that's the known time of the morning, it's like Kriya Shema, so they don't forget later. They also do what's
called this one that he says, Kol She'inu Mivar, Aschola, Inu Mivar, Shechianu. It's a little bit difficult based on the schedule of every altar.
Well, the little Shechianu you make in the first time you do the mitzvah.
When you begin a mitzvah.
Correct.
So he's entertaining the possibility to say Shechianu in the daytime, even though you're doing the mitzvah at night. Because it's Lazman Hazeh. This is the Zman, but which, even though the mitzvah is at night, maybe we should still make the bracha in the daytime. And he says, well, you can't do that because, but he's still entertaining it as a possibility. Now he's going to say another word. He says a lot of
chops.
I told him.
And the second day, you would say Shachianu.
Yeah. Go ahead. Because that's the first time you do
it. You have got Shechianu on the first 6 days of the Sukkot. And the seventh day, you're in your Shalat. Would you say Shechianu on the seventh day?
You mean you say Shechianu on the Yom, you just didn't say Shechianu on the Mitzvah.
Correct. You didn't say the Shechianu on the Yom.
It's a suppression. Because maybe you can't say it.
Whatever.
In general, I mean, let's say Hagiyah in your Shalat here. You don't say the first day,
when
you say the second.
I have to tell you that I was speaking about Lishra Shavuos and part of the Shavuos. I have to say over a word that my friend, I have a friend, his name is Yankala. Rabbi Yankala from Bergstein. Rabbi Yankala Bergstein. He has a shul in Kiryas Yoel. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He's very big on the Yavetz. He put out the nice Tshuvas of Yavetz. He told me once, it wasn't his own, he was telling me from some Rebbe, the difference between a Litva Shavuot and a Poilu Shagal Sianavor. It's the difference between potato kugel and Lakshan kugel. He says, like, potato kugel, if it's good, it's geschmack. But if it's not good, then it's a flop. It's nothing. So the Litva Shavuot, if it's a good vor, it's good. But if it's not a good vor, then but the Poilusha, they give you all the ideas first, and then they have the vor. So even if you don't like the vor at the end, but you have the Akasha and the Terah, and then you have all the... So even if the Lakshan Kugel doesn't come out, but still can have the eggs and the, you know, all the different flavor, so even if it didn't come 100% kishmak, it's still that's the word. So that's the difference between the part of the Shavuots and the it's probably part of a whole series. And then they say they're the last Knetch. So if you don't like the last Knetch, but you still have all the ideas from before. Okay, yeah.
Does it say the Chag at all as you be thinking at night, or is the Chag versus Yantif in terms of not being better than day or vice versa?
No, because there's no Kedushas Hayom. He's saying he only said this word by Yantif. Because there's no, but there's no din of Kavod Yom, Kavod Laila by Chanukah. But it's a good question, but that's the answer. There's no Kavod Yom, Kavod Laila by Chanukah. And now he's going to give another Knetch. Oh, listen to this one. You ready for this one, Herschel? Listen to this one. Why don't we make a Shechianu on the Haggadah Shal Pesach? A lot of people talk about how can we make a bracha on the Haggadah. Not too many people speak about on Haggadah. Because Haggadah is just like we can make a Shachianu on, we make a Shachianu on the Yom, but we also make Shachianu on the Mitzvah. You know, we make Shachianu on, so you could say, and no one ever told you, have in mind when you make the Shachianu at the Seder on the Mitzvah of Haggadah, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? No, no. Right. Also, he gets the same question. How come we don't make a Shachianu on Matzah? Just like we should make a Shachianu on the Luv, right? The Shofar, how come we don't make it?
The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Asher Prochus, Asher Yolana, Gomer, says, Mitzrayim, period. And Rabbi Akiva continues.
Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarf.
But we had a phrase in the middle. That's not found in either version. That Rabbi Tarfa and Rabbi Akiva. Abu Jaham says that's Shechiyam.
Good. That's good. Well,
somebody else says it to him.
Yeah, that's a good word. But the Maisa. Without that word, we don't make a shekhiyah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the matzah is
in the
abdus, then
you don't think the
message is not
a verb. That's why I
ended
with my
whole matzah. Yeah. That's the question. Okay. It's also, so he said, but now he's going to give it based on his yisod. Oh, it's geshmak, Lieber. It's geshmak. V'zeh nisyashig li, ma'chik shok admoni, ma'mai lo mevachim shekhiyah no agoda. As he shabbat came in the mitzvahs Haggadah, urat balayla shel Pesach, lo shayich shachianu. Because if you can make it at night, then it's only on the night, and then it's a bizoyan for the day, because of cover and the day you have to give more cover because covered yom. What if you covered layla? Rav Ginsburg, what do you think? Interesting. No,
it works.
It works.
It works.
You know, I wrote in my Haggadah, I wrote a Haggadah, Zech and Nishma, it's my father, who was Nifter on, you know, Chodesh Nisan, and he also, his birthday was, I wrote a Haggadah in his memory. So in the Haggadah, I have one chapter discussing whether if the Pesach Seder falls out Friday night. So how come? So Rashi says the Gzeir de Rabba by the Lulav is not only how to shake the Lulav, but how to make the bracha on them. Or on the, yeah. So for Matzah, how come we don't have Gzeir de Rabba by Matzah? That's what I think it's the Shol Meshiv's Kash.
Rabbi has such a sequel.
I understand. Lulav, you're afraid you wouldn't know how to do the Nanuyim.
Right.
But Matzah, you eat it.
No, right. So the question is, Aliba de Rashi that says Gzeira de Rabba is also about is on the bracha. We might not know how to make the bracha properly. So only Aliba de that thing is the kasha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny that I was used to think about that at that time when my father had a feeding tube. He said, you know, everyone can know how to eat. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, my father was at that point in life, he couldn't eat anymore. You know, he needed a feeding tube. But the Lysa, so I wrote a whole piece on so what are the answers? Did it see, you know what the chief's answer was? Like, you don't, there's no Gzeira de Rabba on a mitzvah you do at night. Because in those days, at night, no one went out because there was no light. So the whole idea is you can lay Yelech al Eitzel Baki, but then once it was dark, everyone, just like by Hanukkah, you could only light there was Hanukkah the first half hour, is Man Chazal, because after that there was no one on the street anymore. So that's what the Netziv says. In Mitzvah Balayla, there's no Gzeira de Rabba. So that was the so that's an added thing that he, I was frustrated that the library didn't have the new printing of the.
There are Rama things that existed. Rama came along and explained them. Rama didn't make it because Zera predated Rama. Certainly with Lola there wasn't Zera, there wasn't. It isn't used as a principle to pass around things.
Yeah, so, but that's how the Tziv wanted to say that there are other Teruts in that. That I discussed there, and but again, the Kash is only based on the Rashi. But if you don't say like the Rashi, then you're right. Okay, everyone knows how to eat, you know.
Also, be interesting to like say that you can't eat matzah for mitzvah, like you're gonna be eating a meal anyway. It's like the Dafka say it's usher to now do the mitzvah, eat matzah, like you're probably gonna be eating anyway. It seems a little extreme.
You're having a meal,
talking about potentially saying that awesome, like you shouldn't do the mitzvah matzah. Right? That was a discussion.
Right. In other words, it was a zera d'rabbah.
But I could say, like, you're going to eat matzah anyway, just because of Pesach, and you're having a suda. So, like, to Dafka say, like, you're going to eat matzah, but don't have in mind to go to the mitzvah, because now you might end up going, like,
They could have taken away.
Take away
the mitzvah.
They're going to do anyway, just from the fact that you're eating it. That's what's like, ulah, you're not going to share because you wanted to. Right? You're doing it for the mitzvah. So what's the
bracha? Well, they could have taken it away and said, "Don't you don't have to worry about the bracha because there's no mitzvah tonight. You're just eating it with some suit of seltas." They could have done that, but you're saying that would have been a little strange.
You're
doing it anyway.
The Torah understood that there would be Zikara true. That built within the midst of the Torah knew there would be a time when Shabbos would fall, the Rosh Hashanah would fall out on Shabbos.
Right.
So you're making the Indian of Shofar even with the other ways without having to blow it, whereas some Pesach, whatever.
Okay, good. Okay. Really, I was planning to do the Vort from the Akiva Yosef today.
Yeah, you mentioned it.
But then I decided we should do the Sholem Meshiv. I put him first in the packet. He was in. So page 19, 20 and 21, one of my Talmidim called me up and said, oh, you have to see the piece in Shut Kiva Yosef about Shachianu. And it ties into the Shiurim we gave this year, Tochas Tzitzis, also. So Kiva Yosef has another approach to this question about the Shachianu, and we're not going to do that today, so we'll leave that for tomorrow, Beis Hashem. But tomorrow is Thursday, yes. We'll also do a Chumash, Beis Hashem, 11 to 12, and we'll do the Akiva Yosef. Again, the Akiva Yosef Schlesinger was known for his most famous psak of allowing blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shachalias B'Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Because the Rif Shita is the shofar which they bezdin, and you can time it so they can be in a bezdin and blow shofar. They blew shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shachalias B'Shabbos. You have to have a lot of guts to do that. He was Hungarian, wrote Roth.
We said he had that one.
Yeah. He had a lot of guts. He didn't have a lot of guts.
He's not from Trevor, he has a
lot. Yeah, I mean, it's basically.
Nobody does it today.
No one does it today. No one, even people, there are people today who have guts, but not yet.
Yeah.
But he's a very, very fascinating personality, and his tshuvas are very fascinating. So, and he's Hungarian, so it's good also. I'm not Hungarian, but maybe I'm. But good. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem tomorrow at 11. Yeah,
Thomas Hancock,
another side my father is right from Brisk, meaning Ratno is a place between Brisk and Kovel. It's a town near Brisk, and that's where his father was. And then he was smuggled in through Canada to the United States. And then, so he was an illegal immigrant. And then, then one of the presidents was, we're going to make them all legal, the immigrants. And so my father used to study with his father to teach him English, to pass the test, to get
years.
But my grandfather did become a citizen. He learned English. I mean, my grandfather lived in East New York and then in Brighton Beach. Okay?
I'm going to Ramaz tomorrow.
Go to Ramaz.
To talk to some of the teachers there.
Yeah.
So I might not be able to make it this year. I'm probably going in the afternoon. But
you're going in the afternoon.
So I'm saying, I'm not sure. I still have to work out the timing. So if I'm going later, then I should be able to make a share. But if I don't make it, it's probably because I'm having to put it to Ramaz.
Well, I'll see you in the morning anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. If you make it, if you don't make it, then you have to listen to the recording.
I'll listen to
this year. Ravditz. What does Ravditz say? You go to Breuer? You go to Breuer?
Yeah.
You can go to Dumbrov today also. Is the Rebbe going to be here this Shabbos?
I have no idea.
He doesn't check in with you?
No. He actually met with Rav Schachter on Sunday, by the way.
For what?
And